To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we've been talking about this terrific product for a while now, and if you're still on the fence, I think it's time to get on board. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us are running on fumes too often. Exercise and eating right just become on our to-do list, sometimes a bit of a grind. It doesn't have to be hard. Most of us aren't trying to become Olympians, but who doesn't want to feel strong, healthy, and end the day with some energy left in the tank? Well, that's exactly why we encourage taking Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables with no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day gives you simple, real nutrition. Field of Greens feeds your body fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. It can help deliver steady energy throughout the day, no afternoon crashes, better sleep. Even your stomach will feel better. So join us and make Field of Greens your go-to for getting the nutrients we all need, even on those bad eating days. We're sure you'll love it, but if for some reason you don't, you can return it for a full refund, so you've got nothing to lose. And as a fan of the show, you'll get 15% off plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com if you use the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, there are a lot of guidebooks in the world. Some aren't very good, some are quite good, and then there are the terrific ones. I have in my hands right now one of the great ones. It's called Grand European Journeys, 40 Unforgettable Trips by Road, Rail, Sea, and More, and it's published by Moon. It's written by our guest, Lucas Peters. So for our Right Stuff segment, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Lucas Peters, who we find at his family home in Andalusia in southern, on the southern coast of Spain. Lucas, welcome to the show. Your book looks like the result of a lifetime's work, 700 pages divided into four categories: city hopping, road trips, outdoor adventures, on the water, and classic rail trips, including Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Iceland, the Canary Islands, and more. I know you own a boutique travel agency called Journey Beyond Travel, and I know because you give credit that some of the information for destinations is adapted from other Moon travel guidebooks written by other folks. But have you been to most of the destinations you cover in the 700 pages?
Yeah, I've been to about 80% of them.
And I also know you live in Morocco, so that gives you, you know, you don't have to travel quite as far across the Atlantic to get to Europe. Well, to begin with, where would you suggest an American who's never been to Europe take their first two-week trip?
Well, hey, Rudy, first of all, thank you very much for the just really kind intro, man. And I tell you, for a first-time ever trip to Europe, I'm torn. It's either you do London and Paris if you love the urban scenes, because you get to take the channel. And the channel underground on the train is really cool. Or you do your Italy trip. You know, you do something like Florence, Venice, Rome, and you connect those together.
Would you advise someone who's going for the first time to Europe to go on an organized tour, or can they handle a self-guided trip?
Again, it kind of depends. I love people doing it on their own steam. The reason I write guidebooks is to hopefully give everybody all the information they need to do to go it on their own. That said, I know a lot of us are busy, which is why, you know, travel agencies like myself sort of exist to fill in that hole and, you know, take the ease out of scheduling stuff and making all the reservations and all that.
And I'm always trying to convince visitors who have never been out of the United States, travelers who have never been out of the United States, to not worry about language, particularly in Europe. Do you second that emotion?
Absolutely. I always say, hey, try to learn your basics, you know, your please and thank yous if you can, but don't sweat it too much.
Yeah, it's amazing the number of people in the number of countries who actually speak English, and it's sort of embarrassing to me because I don't have a strong second language. What are some of the most common mistakes we Americans make when we visit Europe?
I think overscheduling ourselves. I see so many Americans. I just had the exact same thing happen with a friend of mine just a month ago in Paris for the first time, and he just was overscheduling himself. And I think you got to make sure you give yourself time for serendipity. You know, just give yourself a little bit of time where you're not scheduled in every hour of the day. Give yourself a few hours just to take a walk, just to relax at a cafe, and just to soak it in.
And don't be afraid to get lost.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Because sometimes you find some of the most interesting things. I know you've been, you do Eastern Europe, you do Iceland. All right, let's say somebody who's been to, London, Venice, Paris, Rome, and, you know, Amsterdam. Is there some place, I mean, I think of the country of Georgia, for example, that I discovered later in life as a travel journalist and as a guy who grew up in Europe. Is there some place like that that you might recommend for the experienced European traveler?
Yeah, for if you're an experienced, you know, European traveler and you've never done a European road trip, go to Transylvania. Do a road trip through Transylvania. That is just, for me, that's really quintessential. The other thing I'd really recommend doing that not enough even seasoned travelers do is do something like the Camino de Santiago. You know, do one of these big hikes, you know, where you can get out in nature and enjoy like a 5 to 10 day kind of really, really easy nature walk.
That is a walk. It's traditionally a religious walk, and it covers parts of France and Spain, and there are certain places you can get in and get out, and you can learn that by reading our guest's book. It is called Grand European Journeys. The subtitle is 40 Unforgettable Trips by Road, Rail, Sea, and More. Lucas Peters has written it. It's from Moon, which is a very famous publisher of travel books. And I've got to tell you, the detail about food, about habits, about money, all kinds of great advice in it. It is a very definitive guidebook. I really appreciate your coming on, Lucas, and I wish you the best. And as I say, 700 pages for 40 trips is unbelievable. How long did it take you to put this all together?
A lifetime, like you said. But I mean, just to write this book, it took about a year. But it was a lot of travel over a lot of many, many years.
Well, congratulations. Your hard work shows. You can find out more information by going to Lucas's website. It is Lucas M. The initial M isn't Mary. LucasMPeters.com. Lucas, thanks so much for stopping by.
Hey, Rudy. Thank you very much for having me on.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.